This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you everyone for joining Latin Generation Panel Call on 22nd of March 2018. In the call we have Marjana, Matt, Michael, Bill, Michael, Dennis, Bill, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Okay, it would be a little bit difficult to go through this meeting without Global Adobe Connect, but I hope we can manage it somehow. My first, you have read the agenda for today. I just wanted to conclude first two points because I think they are, we have finalized them. I hope you all have seen what was written in our Google Docs, and I will start now with the second point of the agenda. I want finally to adopt the minutes from our face-to-face meeting in Brussels. Mats has looked at and added some comments which I accepted. So I think these minutes are ready to be adopted. I mean, we don't have any other issues. I think we should say we have finished it. Anyone wants to say something about this topic? No voices. Okay. So we have finalized minutes from face-to-face meeting in Brussels. Our second topic of the agenda is finalization of the repertoire table. Last time I asked a few members of the Latin GP to check the final table, and as far as I know, up to date, Mats, Michael, Bill, Mirjana, and Hazem is not on the call.
Bettina.
No, he's not. Okay. Yeah, okay. 5 persons have looked at this final repertoire table. As I saw, Mats has changed something in it, and I think these changes are okay. Also, Bill added all the Vietnamese Y characters with diacritics. And we all checked are all the valid code points from the original table transferred to the final table, and there were 5 people didn't find any major issues with it. So I think we can adopt the this repertoire table as the final. And after this meeting, if there is no other issues with it, I would say we could give it to Sarmad to start producing references. That's what I have to say about repertoire table. Is there any other opinions about it? Anyone wants to add something? No voices? Okay. So the second... Yes, please.
It's good that we can take that step. I mean, this is not the end, in the meaning that it will be possible in the future to add more characters. We have processed these characters, and we know what is problematic and what is not. So we'll handle that. So I think we should be satisfied.
Yeah, it was Matt, as I can recall. Matt, you were speaking.
I was speaking, yes.
Yeah, because it is a little bit difficult when you don't have this Adobe Connect. I have to recognize voices. It will be good if someone says his or her name before speak. Okay.
This is Matt speaking again. If you look at the web page, you will see who is speaking.
Web page, I don't see. Oh, that's something which I don't have.
Okay.
Where can I find the web page, the address of the web page? I was looking at
invitations. If you click on the link, it will bring you to our web page. But if you dial the number from your phone, then probably...
Yes, I have a list of numbers. Connect to Malgo Conference Hub.com. That's it?
Yes.
So that there I will see who is speaking. Okay.
Yes. And you will
see
who is speaking.
Let me see what will happen. It is initializing. Oh, I have to join the meeting. Oh, everybody should join the meeting using this. Okay.
Because I'm using
telephone, you know.
Everyone except for you and Mikhail has done that.
I didn't see that I can use this option. Just a minute, I'm trying to connect. Sorry, I don't have enough experience with it. I have been connected, so I don't want to call my computer, call my phone. No. I have done everything. I'm using lunch web meeting. Does it mean something? Okay. Let me see. Sorry for this. We shall lose a few. I have some problems because it needs something to connect and so on. I will do it for the next meeting. Sorry for this. Let's go forward with Mats. I didn't understand you completely what was your discussion about repertoire. What else? Which kind of code should be added in the future? It is a little bit fuzzy to me.
We don't know. I mean, they could, in the future, I mean, something might be added because there is some language that we have missed or some character that pops up in some language.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's something which...
It's possible to do that in the future. So
of course.
We don't close for the...
No. No,
it's not possible to remove. It will be hard to remove, especially if a character has been used already. But
it will be
possible to add.
Okay.
So even if we have missed something, this is not the end of the world.
No, of course not. Of course, it is not the end of the world, yes. I agree with you. But I think that at this stage, we can say that's what we have. We are happy with this table, and we can give it for further procession to Sarmat because the references should be done, and it is a huge amount of work which should be done. So at this moment, we are happy with the table like it is, and We are agreeing to to give this table to Sarmat for further processing. That's what I wanted to conclude today.
Yes.
Thank you, Mats. Any other discussion about repertoire table? Sorry, I didn't connect properly. So I cannot see who is
Now we have Jean-Paul has joined.
Jean-Paul joined also. Okay, we can proceed then to the third point of our agenda of today, and it is. Some kind of report from the variant group. Dennis put some documents in our Google Docs, and I want Dennis to ask to say something. Maybe you met some people during ICANN meeting in Puerto Rico, and maybe you have some new facts we should consider or something like this. Please, Dennis, could you take the lead now?
Certainly, Mirjana. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
So Mirjana is correct. There is a draft document, which is basically the main document that discusses the principles for inclusion of variants in the Latin root zone LGR. So far, I have received feedback from Bill, and I would like others to weigh in as well. So this is a work in progress, because as we also have to in a separate document, what I have is the methodology for in-script discovery, the method for in-script discovery of variants. That document I sent to the group, to the panel on March 8th. I don't think I have received any feedback on that one. So if you please could, I will say that again to the mailing list so that it's on top of your inboxes again. But if you could provide feedback, that would be great. Otherwise, it's already for us, for the panel, to discuss how we recruit volunteers in order to do the work of finding these variants in the Latin script, right? I'm talking about within script variants, not cross script variants. So that's one thing that we have ahead of us.
Yes, it is now our next huge task to finish the insert variants, and I don't know in which are those principles finished. I have looked at them before few day, 1 week or something like this. Let me see. Yeah, Dennis just sent the document.
So you asked, Mirjana, are the principles finished? I think they are. We pretty well discussed in Brussels. So I think what it's left for us to do is to memorialize what we discussed, and that's why it's in the draft. But we have to keep going, because we have to deal with the special cases and the actual discovery of these in-script variants. I mean, for sure, we know one that we discussed at the ICANN meeting with the IP panel is the TERN-E and the SHWA. So we discussed that. We have some time, and I think they agree with us that they should be variants of each other. So at least that's one that we have for sure. But we need to look at others to define as variants in the LGR. One that we already have to look at is the case of MARSIS language. That's I think Sarma pointed that out a few weeks ago. I have looked at it. That's an interesting case, but that's something that we, as a panel, we need to discuss how we handle that, whether a variant relationship is warranted for that case, so on and so forth. But those are the type of cases that we need the panel to contribute with, so that we can analyze and conclude whether a variant relationship is needed or not.
Okay.
May I say something?
Yes,
this
please.
Who is this?
Max, yes. Please.
Yes, we have also the Swedish case that I raised in Brussels, and which I have also documented.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we have now in the Google Docs Latin script variant candidates, we have two letters, F and in Swedish, and a specific letter which looks like bar in Marshallese. Those are two candidates for inscript variants, as I understood.
So, Mirjana, on that second, the Marshallese language, I just put it as an example of how to populate the spreadsheet based on the instructions.
Okay.
So it's an example. It may be, well, a candidate at the end of the day, but I just want to point it out, it's an example we have yet to define. And that's just one of the Marshallese code points
mm-hmm.
that we'll have to inspect.
But as I remember, we have discussed during our face-to-face meeting that we should write some kind of instructions for our community, I mean Latin GP community, Latin GP members, to ask everyone if they can contribute and how to look for the variants in their communities.
Yes, Mirjana, that's what we agree on. And if you look at your inbox now, I sent a few minutes ago, again, the document that explains the methodology for InScript discovery.
Okay,
and
okay.
Maybe we can, if, I don't know what the agenda looks like, but maybe we can discuss this now, since we have a number of panel members. If not, we can do it offline. Your call.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we can. I have to read it first. Although it is not a big text, but it is difficult for me to read it and think how this should be if I'm a member of the community. Who is looking for the inscript variants, I have to be in that position and to think what should I do, and it is very difficult to discuss this document just seeing it at this moment. For me, I will need some time to pass through the document and say what is not clear to me, you know. We have to write a document in a very simple words for ordinary members. We might not get any contribution from them. I mean, from all the members of the Latin Generation panel, because we have maybe 20 or 30 members. I don't know. There is a lot of people on the panel, although just 10 of them are working very actively. So. We have to prepare the instructions so that every ordinary person can understand it and can go through these instructions and think if there is anything they can say it is something like something which could be variant. And when we have this very simple text, very, very text written in a very ordinary words, I mean, we have to ask a few times our community if they can contribute with it, with any examples, and we have to give some kind of timeline when this contribution should be received. After that, we could say we didn't get any contribution, or we get one or two, or whatever it would happen, we shall see. So I'm not ready to discuss this document now until I read it by myself and try to figure, let's say, something, some kind of inscript variant, just to test if the procedure is clear enough for everyone. It is not easy to at least for me, it is not easy to discuss it now. Maybe someone other can say something about it. Hello? Any voices?
Mirjana, this
no
is...
No voices.
That's fair. But you take some time to read it, to process it, and provide feedback. And same to the other panel members.
Yeah, I think we should be prepared for the next meeting, which will be in 2 weeks, to discuss all the documents we have about InScript and what about CrossScript variants? We have one list. We have some tables about CrossScript variants. Should we proceed with a border set of the variants which are not homoglyphs? We have discussed that.
Yes, Mia. Then,
sorry.
Again, for the record. So, yes, for CrossScript, so I wanted to finish the within script document first because it had instructions on that one. On the CrossScript,
mm-hmm.
what I need to is to recreate the tables based on our new methodology, which includes comparison using three different font styles. So that's what I need to do now, and hopefully I will have that ready for our next call.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because our main focus now should be on working on variants and trying to finish it as soon as possible, although it will take a lot of time until we govern all the procedure with the community. We have to give community at least 10 days or something like this for to think. And also we have to organize somehow working groups if something should be done if there is necessity for more manpower to finish the tasks. But tasks should be organized and in a clear way that everybody of us can contribute. Yes, please.
Yes, this is Matt for the record. I want to comment a discussion on a meeting where the Japanese generation panel were discussing their situation. And in that case, they were, when it comes to variants, they were focusing on the kind of the same meaning, but the integration panel had pointed out that there are code points in Han and was it katakana or hiragana respectively are very similar, not homoglyphs, I think, but very similar. That the integration panel actually seems to think that they should be treated as a variant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this should be considered to be InScript variants or CrossScript variants, because it's InScript variants in the sense that this is Japanese writing. It is CrossScript variants in the sense that those are two different Unicode scripts. So here it depends on what you mean by InScript and CrossScript. But the message from integration panel during these discussions at ICANN 61 was more towards accepting and creating variants where we don't have exact homoglyphs. Things are near homoglyphs. Then it was at the ICANN 60, I think. For me, it felt like they had they are going towards accepting more variants.
I see. They are more open-minded now.
Yes, that's my feeling.
Yeah, that's the feeling. But maybe when... sorry. Say, please, Matt, say.
Yeah. Bill and Michael and Dennis, they were there too at the meeting, so they could comment too.
Yeah, this is Bill for the record. I had one interesting discussion with one of the integration panel members talking about the Brev and the Karen diacritic marks, which are clearly not homoglyphs, but he was saying not only does that he accept them as variants, his comment was even though he knows of both of them, when he's looking at one, he can't tell which one it is he's looking at. He has to do a cut and paste. So that's just an indication that they're willing to go well past strict homoglyphs when deciding what constitutes a variant.
I had problem from the first time, and it was 5 years. What is variant and what is not? And at the moment, it seems to me that I understand what is variant. After that, something appears, something completely new, and it messes again in my head. So we shall have problems in defining. But at least we have to define a procedure, to define the rules, and to follow the rules, and produce our variant tables, although they might be wrong, or we might not agree with the integration panel, but we shall discuss. We can discuss when we have some material for discussion. Otherwise, all your discussion now is saying that the integration panel also is thinking about variants, and we should do it following the procedure and the rules we defined, and after that we shall discuss with them what is wrong by their opinion, and we can find at the end some kind of solution. That's the only way I see we can proceed.
Juliana, this is Dennis for the queue.
Please, then, Dennis.
Thank you. So, Dennis for the record. So, I was there in the room, and I think the challenge with the IP is they have to deal with the variant definition that's per script, right? And that's what one thing they said, that depending on the script or languages that are dealing with, the variant definition will change, and therefore the criteria is different. One thing they stressed was that visual similarity was out of the scope of the LGR, right? And they pointed us, the ones attending the session, to a section in the procedure itself saying that visual similarity is out of the scope.
May I reply to that?
Yes, Matt, please.
Yes. Well, I found the text he read in the procedures anything but clear. And homoglyphs, they are actually visual similarity in its extreme. So I don't know how hard you can lean on those procedures.
Hey, this is Pitinan. May I come in?
Pitinan, you want to say something?
Yes. Is Pitinan
here? Please, Pitinan. Please,
okay.
Pitinan. Help us,
during,
if you can.
During the meeting in ICANN 61, it's more like the Japanese. They are, because normally for them, the variants will be semantics, meaning they have the same meanings, but they never look at the shape or the glyphs. And then the IP pointed out that the glyphs identical should be defined or analyzed as well. So the IP point out the text in the guideline. The text was saying that the, as Bud said, visual similarity is not in the scope, but for the identical case, it should be defined as variance. And the discussion is happening why the Japanese GP refused to define the identical cases for now. So I guess the IP still set the baseline at identical has to be in the variant set, but the rest of it is still depends on the conclusion of the GP, which based on if it's confusable for the end consumers of that market group, you probably have to consider as the variance, but not to the extent of visual similarity. I hope I'm audible.
I didn't catch all of your discussion because too low. I mean, could you be so kind just to write it on our list?
Okay, sure.
Bettina, please, because I hear parts of it and parts of it was missing, and I don't have the complete picture now what you have said, although I think it is somehow important for us to see it clearly. You can say it is your opinion. Maybe it could help us in our future work. Please, Bettina, write it down.
Okay, sure. I will send, and you all can please continue. I will send later.
Yes. Thank you very much. Because I don't hear you. The voice is too low. I mean, too weak.
Right. I need to learn how to use this thing properly. I am really next to the mic now. Okay, thank you.
I also have problems with...
I can hear you. I can hear Peter and loud and clear.
So it might be a problem with my the link to my side of the world. If you hear Peter and clearly, and I hear parts of the sentence and parts don't, maybe the problem is in the telephone system or whatever. Maybe it will be better when I dial in next time direct from whatever. Because I dialed the phone number. I mean, 800 phone number, which we have here in Serbia. Okay. I really don't know how to proceed with all this stuff. We have some documents which would have been sent by Dennis. Please, I want you all to read those documents and to comment it and to say everything what is not clear in it. We have to define one document which will be sent to all Latin GP participants to ask them if they can help us with inscript variants. And the other one, probably Dennis will post it later, which will talk about cross-script variants. Is it some kind of conclusion of today's discussion? Max, you want to say something?
Yes.
Please.
I could say something. Yeah. We have two parts. We have the repertoire and we have the variants. We can start working on the repertoire now, so we don't have to wait for the variants to be completed before we start working on complete the work of the repertoire. And IP wants to look at that as soon as they can.
Okay.
So I think that is what we should work with in parallel.
Yeah, but I think we have finished with repertoire at this moment. It is necessary to produce references for the repertoire, and this is something which Sharmad will do. And After that, we are ready to present our repertoire to integration panel. Although last time we had a telephone meeting, Sarmat proposed that we should produce a final report with the repertoire part and not with variant parts, and ask send it to integration panel to get their comments on the work we have done up to that moment. What else to do? I don't see that we have any other tasks concerning repertoire. We have defined it. What should we do next?
We should create the LGR file with the repertoire.
Okay. Do we need for this creation a references which should be produced by Sarmad?
Peter and
I don't know.
Right. They are not strictly necessary. I don't know what IP expects, if they expect the references to be included in the LGR file or not.
Oh, maybe Pitinan could help us.
Is Pitinan here? Yes, the reference is expected to be in the proposal. But that one, we'll take it as our action item to work on the indexing the reference and putting it in the proposal. It probably take maybe 1 or 2 weeks, so it should be ready by the next meeting.
Okay, that's clear now. We could say that we should until the next telephone call, probably the references should be produced, probably, and after that we can make LGR, but I don't know who will do this. Is there any tool for doing it, or it should be written character by character, and what is the procedure to produce LGR? I was not looking at it.
Okay, Pitinan here.
Pitinan, please.
Yes, for the LGR, we can also provide that. We'll use the tool and provide the XML format for the GP to consider later. It can be incremental as well, like we're doing the repertoire part first. And when we have the variants come in, we will add
variants can be added later.
Yes.
Pitinan, please. If we produce LGR with our repertoire, variants can be added later, so we should have all the necessary data to submit it to integration panel for first comments.
Sure. If the GP decided to submit the code point repertoire first, that is fine.
Yeah. Matt,
I would create the LGR with a script rather than with a tool. If we only have the LGR, the repertoire, and then we could be updated with a tool, but the it's a lot of characters, and I don't know, if you use the tool, then you paste them one by one, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Right, let me respond to that. So the tool,
yes, please,
allow us to import the range of the code, but let me probably take this offline and work with Matt to create the LGR. Would that be...
Can you say that again, Peter?
I'm suggesting the tools actually allow us to import the range of code points, so you don't have to paste it one by one. However, I think this particular point, I can take it offline and work with you, work with Matt, to create the LGR. Would that work?
Yeah, that would work.
That was a pretty uneasy. Is this tool which Salmot gave presentation during our face-to-face meeting in Brussels? Because I put, for example, for my .server domain, I put the IDN table in it, and it produced a very nice report of it.
Right. I
yes,
believe
that's
it's
the tool.
Same tool.
It is the same tool.
It is the same tool. Okay. Why should we bother with anything, any other approach if there is a tool which is very simple for it to use? I mean, I have 30 characters in Serbian Cyrillic letter, but it looked very nice when I tested it before 2 months or something like this. It looked okay just for the test. Okay.
My point
yes.
is that the initial import of all characters is
mm-hmm.
probably simpler to do if you create it by a script from the spreadsheet. I think than using the tool and by hand selecting and deselecting.
But it was important. Mats, I think I gave a word table or something like this to the tool, and tool produced a nice result. It was easy. I didn't remember that I had any kind of problems doing it.
Okay.
So, first step is to produce references. It will be done by Simon and his team, Pitinen. And the Sarmat team, and also after that, as I understood, the same team can produce our LGR repertoire table. So, am I right, Pitinen?
Yes, Majana, I took down two.
Thank you very much. And now we should focus. Is there any other discussion about repertoire? I think these two steps, if we finish it in next 2 weeks, it will be wonderful. On the other hand, please, I'm asking everyone to look at the links which have been submitted by Dennis to start to understand what was written there and to produce at least this user guide or guidance somehow how the people from our panel could help us finding inscript variants. That's the second task which should be looked by everyone. And at the end, we have 14 minutes more. I'm not sure I started to, our last topic is the discussion about the final report which I put some data in the final report, although all this data need not to be included in the final report. I'm just offering some tables. I put the principles for creating a repertoire also in the final report, please. I'm asking you all to look at it, to comment it, because maybe, I'm not sure, we should give a final report without variants also to integration panel for comments when we produce LGR, Latin LGR. I'm not sure is it necessary or we can do it in a different process. I saw this Bill was looking at least he commented something about the final report. But please, if you have time, look at the final report and help me to improve it. Max, you want to say something?
No.
Oh, okay, because you are blinking on my screen, so I was thinking maybe you want to say something. Is there any other business we could discuss now, or we should discuss now?
Hi, is Bettina here? We have Hasim on the call now.
Please, Bettina, I again didn't hear you properly. Will you say it again? You want to say something?
Hasim just joined.
Hasim, yes, I saw that Hasim has joined also.
But at the end, I just trying to figure out what was discussed.
Okay. Any other business, any other thoughts? Please look at this variant stuff. We really have to work hard on it. Otherwise, because we have done so lot of things up to now, and we are all a little bit tired because this group lasts for almost 2 or 3 years or something like this. But we are very close to the end. Let's focus on the variant to try to pass the whole procedure we defined during our face-to-face meeting and to finish finally our task. Anyone wants to say something? It is a little bit odd to guide the meeting just without this Adobe Connect, but we shall adjust to it. I hope so. Okay. Any other comments? Any other thoughts? Nothing. We are close to the hour, so please, if there is no other discussion, I will close the meeting. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. See you in 2 weeks, the same time. I hope the time on Thursday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, UTC is proper for everyone, because I see there is a lot of people now at the meeting. So, goodbye. See you next time. Hear you next time, and I'm closing the meeting. Matthew, want to say something? No?
No, only thank you very much, Mariana.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Hear you next time. Yes, bye. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.